Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. On
Broadway. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is Jim Blasingame, smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblasingame.com. That one works too. I am Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and this is the Constitution, National Constitution Day. 225 years ago today, the Constitution was signed by 39 of the 55 signers of the Declaration of Independence. We're talking with our good friend Ken Davis, who is one of our great historians in the Brain Trust. He's a great historian for America. He's the author of the new book, Don't Know Much About the American Presidents. Ken, tell us how we can find your book, please.
The book is, you can pre-order it right now on online and most of the available books online bookstores. You can go to my website, don'tknowmuch.com, and find it there. And tomorrow it should be in your local bookstore as well. And I'm a big believer in supporting your local bookstore and your local public library.
Absolutely.
I hope the library will have a few copies as well. But these questions, Jim, are really, really important. We're talking about this, and I, of course, always try and have some fun with history,
right.
And I think it is fun. This is the story of these rather 43 extraordinary men, and even the failures are extraordinary mm-hmm. in their own time. But how we got this office is a fascinating story as well, because they fought a long time. It was a long 3 months in Philadelphia before they came up with this idea of this office they decided to call president.
Mm-hmm. And there was a debate about what would this office, how much power would he have, or she, how much, of course in those days it was just he, what would we call that person? That was a big debate, wasn't it?
Absolutely. These are the key questions.
His royal eminence, his eminence, his highness, what, you know.
Those were titles later on suggested by the, of course, they when they started talking, they were talking about an executive department. And they were, of course, very concerned with the idea that there would be a legislature, an executive department, and the courts, and that those powers would all be separate. Separation of powers, a mm-hmm. central idea to these men. How long would this executive serve? Should it be one man or three? That was an idea floated right from the beginning by Benjamin Franklin, executive council. Who would choose him? Perhaps the most important question of all. How long would he serve? How to get rid of him if he was incompetent or malfeasant? Benjamin
right.
Franklin said, gentlemen, if we don't figure out a way to remove this president from office, the only recourse would be assassination. So these were hard, hard questions.
Yep.
And it's interesting to see it went back and forth for months if you read the debate.
Was there any press at all about this?
No, just the opposite.
It was lights out, wasn't it?
It was all in secret.
And
in fact, George Washington was presiding, of course, over the convention, very rarely spoke. He didn't want his voice to overweigh anybody else's. He was the presiding officer and moved things along, but he did not participate in the debates. The one time he's on the record, essentially, someone drops some papers on the floor, and nobody will take the credit or blame for it. And Washington says, gentlemen, be more careful, lest our debates get into the newspapers. He was worried about leaks even then.
Yeah.
And so, yes, this was something carried out in complete secrecy.
Yeah. Why do you think that was important to them?
I think it was important because they knew what they were doing, first of all, was not what they were sent there to do. They
right.
were sent there
yeah.
to fix
and
something.
That's, and that's creating
some
controversy. Even to today, people believe that this was some kind of conspiracy thing, right?
There's always a conspiracy theorist, but I think that the basic belief is that these men exceeded what they were
mm-hmm.
expected to do by their state legislature.
I think it was inspired.
And the Congress. It was inspired.
Was inspired.
And these men, and let's also be clear, there was political genius of the highest order
yeah.
on display.
Mm-hmm. No question.
But there were egos, ambitions, agendas, personal issues, regional issues, and, of course, compromise. compromises, and that's the word that, of course, has come in. You know, we don't like compromise. We want more compromise. Well, this Constitution is built on compromises. Some of them, which prove
well, the checks in the balance, the checks and the balances, just the threat of checks and balances creates fertile soil for compromise.
Well, it was, you know, it was from the beginning there were issues like big states versus small states. Should we vote on just population or should some? So that created the two houses of Congress. The biggest one, of course, in historical terms in many respects, is the decision to include slaves in counting population.
Right.
But they weren't counted as people. They were counted as three-fifths of a person. That was the so-called federal ratio. What that did was really establish the slave states with a much greater degree of power than they should have had based on their free white population.
Right.
And that's why four of the first five presidents, seven of the first eight, and many of the first 14 presidents were slaveholders, as were the Supreme Court justices, the Speaker of the House. This gave a state like Virginia, which produced four of the first five presidents, an unusual amount of power. There were more people in Pennsylvania, but Virginia had more electors
because of the slavery rule. Yep. I've only got 20 seconds. Last starts on the president.
Well, what should we do with him? you know, the office has grown far beyond what the framers possibly could have imagined. And
yeah, the world has contributed to that, I think. Ken, I know we're going to talk about this a lot in the future. We've got a lot of different holidays coming up. I'll have you back. Let's keep talking about this. Congratulations
and
on the book.
We have an election coming up, too.
Exactly. Don't know much about the American presidents, ladies and gentlemen, by Ken Davis. Kenneth C. Davis. Check it out wherever books are sold. Ken will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.